This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First of all, I'd like to share with you something great. I received a present today. Unexpected present from a brother. He called me just today, earlier. And then he gave me this. He said, my daughter made it for you. From Manahil, Suriya, she's Pakistani, to Iman. Well, this made my night. Right, things, little things like this, but it really means so much to me. Abka mahabbat kalti hu. No, she's a girl. Is that wrong? Kaltahu is it for the boys, right? Kaltihu for girls. This is what I was told. Is it? No? No? Not for the speaker. So it's still Kaltahu. I'm always male, so it's still Kaltahu. She knows! Thank you so much, Sunil. Manahil. Thank you much, Manahil. Shukriye. Zakumahil. So today, another beautiful but tough one. Surat Hud, Yusuf. Yusuf by itself requires seminars. And Al-Ra'd. Yani three surahs today, the Shaykh will be covering. Surat, let's start from Hud. Hud, today be Hud and Yusuf, but just more of Hud than Yusuf. Maybe I'll do a little bit today and tomorrow. Hud has 123 ayat from Juz 12 and 11, 12. It is a Makki surah, except one verse, which I'm going to talk about later on. Verse number 114, which is Madani. But the rest of the surah is Makki. So subhanAllah, the surah is Makkiya. But there is one ayah that was revealed in Medina. And I will tell you the circumstance as to what happened with that particular ayah. Since it's 112 ayah, that means it's from the Mi'in. The surahs that are 100 ayat and so. And let's talk about few gems here. Verse number 13, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks to those who claim they may make the Quran. Allah challenges them. And this challenge is open until the end of time. The challenge is, Am taquluna iftarah, is people who made up, who think that Prophet Muhammad is making up the Quran. Am yaquluna iftarah, qul fa'atu bi ashri suwarin mithlihi muftariyat. Allah is telling them, make 10 surahs. In fact, the first challenge was, make one surah. Or one ayah. And then you cannot make, in fact it says make 10 surahs. Make one surah. And then at the end it says make only one ayah and you will not be able to make, even one ayah from the Quran. This is a challenge that is open and at the end of time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the story of Nuh. What a beautiful, amazing story. About Nuh, and you see that Nuh has been mentioned in the Quran several times. But who's the prophet that is mentioned the most in the Quran? Musa. Who said Musa? I heard Musa. Here we go. Musa alayhi salam, right? So Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about Nuh alayhi salam. So I will only focus on a couple ayat which we can all relate to as parents. Nuh and his son. But what happened as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when Nuh, who's been sent out to the people who'd been calling them for over 950 years, 1,000 minus 50, so 950 years of da'wah. He did not live 950 years, Nuh. No, he lived more than 950 years. But 950 only doing da'wah, and only it's been said that only about 80 people believed in him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed Nuh to build the ark, the ship. As he was building, they started mocking him. And they started mocking him, at the end he says, we shall see who's going to mock the other at the end. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals, وَهِيَ تَجْرِي بِهِمْ فِي مَوْجٍ كَالْجِبَالِ. So Nuh, he called in, he created, he called, after finishing the building the ark, and then he called in the believers, they embarked the ark, and then, and people were saying, how can we, there's a ship in the middle of the desert, where is the ocean, where is the sea? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down this flood, this rain. In verse number 46, وهي تجري بهم في موج كالجبال ونادى نوح ابنه for the parents listen ونادى نوح ابنه وكان في معزل يا بني اركب معنا اركب معنا أن نوح called on his son the son did not want to believe so Nuh called the son يا بني يا بني يا بني oh my beloved son come embark the ship with us don't be from the non-believers don't be from the losers come and ولا تكن مع الكافرين don't be from the non-believers قال قال سآوي إلى جبلي يعصمني من الماء Oh my father, he didn't even say, oh my father. He says, I shall go and climb this mount to be saved from the water, from the flood. You see what we say today? As if you're trying to tell your son something, trying to guide your son, and your son says, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. I'm old enough. You don't have to tell me. سَأَوِي إِلَى جَبَلٍ يَعْصِمُنِي مِنَ الْمَاءِ I'm going to go and climb that mount so that the water won't reach me. And then the father is saying, there's no one who can save me from the punishment of Allah. My son, follow me. قال لا عاصم اليوم من أمر الله إلا من رحم وحال بينهما الموج and waves came between them waves came between the son and see them a father seeing his son been drowning وحال بينهما الموج فكان من المغرقين how many parents they see their children now drowning and there's only so much they can do a son Nuh despite all the efforts he's made Then his son did not want to believe. فَحَالَ بَيْنَهُمَ الْمَوْجِ Today, what would be the موج? The waves. Today, what would be the waves between us and our children? It could be this dunya. It could be social media. It could be singing. It could be the internet. It could be their friends. It could be so many things. Waves between parents and their friends. And the parent at the end, they would say, Dad, I know what I'm doing, don't worry. But it comes to the heart of the father. Although he saw his son being destroyed, and then the heart of the father... The father called is called Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verse number 45. وَنَادَ نُوحٌ رَبَّهُ وَقَالَ وَنَادَ نُوحٌ رَبَّهُ فَقَالَ إِنَّ بَنِي مِنْ أَهْلِي وَإِنَّ وَعْدَكَ الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتَ أَحْكَمُ الْحَاكِمِينَ And then Nuh called his Lord, Ya Rabbi, my son is from me. Please forgive him. وَأَنَّ وَعْدَكَ الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتَ أَحْكَمُ الْحَاكِمِينَ Your promise is the truth. يعني as if he's telling him, Save my son, forgive my son. قَالَ يَا نُوحِ إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ Oh Nuh, he's not from you. He's from the non-believers. Sometimes with parents, we feel sad when our children do not want to listen or don't want to be heard, but you know, we can only do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us in doing. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about the story of قَوْمُ عَادٍ, the prophet of Hud alayhi salam. There's a beautiful gem right here. Verse number 52. وَيَا قَوْمُ This is Hud talking to his people. وَقَالَ يَا يا قوم استغفروا ربكم ثم توبوا إليه يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم ويزدكم قوة إلى قوتكم He's telling his people Hud يا قوم استغفروا ربكم seek forgiveness from your Lord ثم توبوا إليه and then repent to Allah seek forgiveness and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah will send down rain upon you يعني خير upon you just seek forgiveness on top of that وَيَزِدْكُمْ قُوَّةً إِلَى قُوَّتِكُمْ this is the gem what is قُوَّة Allah will add you strength on top of your strength by means of seeking forgiveness so if you're sick one of the cures to sickness is istighfar وَيَزِدْكُمْ قُوَّةً إِلَى قُوَّتِكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ إِنَّ رَبِّي قَرِيبٌ مُجِيبٌ Those of you who attended today's halaqa about the name of Allah, Al-Qarib al-Mujib, here Allah says, Qarib al-Mujib. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla talk about the story of Ibrahim and the angels who came to destroy the people of Lot as Ibrahim alayhi salam was having that dialogue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jalla also talk about the people of Shu'aib. The what is the tribe, the people of Shu'aib? Madian. Huh? Madian. 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 I like him better. Yeah, Madian. Sisters, are you there? There's a question coming up, inshallah. Time. I know you're there. Here is the verse that was revealed in Medina. Verse number 114. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ It was this man who came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a Bedouin, says, Ya Rasulullah, I happened to do something wrong. I met this woman. It's been narrated in this hadith, which is sound and authentic. He was selling dates. So this woman came to him and she says, can you save me these dates? He looked at her, he liked her. He said, I have better dates at home. So come with me. She came with him and he says, he hugged her and kissed her. But then he realized he did something wrong. He repented. He went to the Prophet Muhammad, عليه الصلاة والسلام, Ya Rasulullah, I did this to this woman. And the Prophet didn't have no answer. So Allah sent down the answer. This happened in Medina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِدُلُوكِ اللَّيْلِ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفَ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتَ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Perform the salah. Establish the salah. Day and night. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتَ يُذْهِبْنَ. Hey brothers, you, all the kids right here, all the youth, don't do this. Don't go something, do something wrong, and then you say, oh, Allah says that I'm just going to go and pray, Allah will forgive my sins. Because this is what Allah is saying here. The good deeds wipe out the bad deeds. So if you were, may Allah forbid, if you were to fall into committing a sin, go and seek istighfar from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perform to rak'ah, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتَ يُذْهِبْنَا السَّيِّئَاتِ. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتَ يُذْهِبْنَا السَّيِّئَاتِ. This is reported by Bukhari. And Surah Yusuf, my brothers and sisters. Surah Yusuf, what an amazing surah. By itself, wallahi ladhi la ilaha. Brothers, if you go in the ulama, they say, if you are suffering from any hardship, from any sadness, read Surah Yusuf. Allah will remove your sadness, insha'Allah ta'ala. One gem from Surah Yusuf. If I want to tell you about the summary of the story, a boy that got lost and they found him. This is the story. This is what it is. But you want the detail of it, quickly. Yusuf alayhi salam, he was a boy, he saw a dream, he told his father about the dream, and then the father interpreted the dream. He says, don't take your children, your brothers, they will have envy against you. And that's what happened. Yunus, subhanAllah, he was such a very beautiful, handsome boy. The Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam said that in Jannah, beauty has been split into two halves. Beauty, the entire beauty, like you're beautiful, mashallah, you're handsome, mashallah, you're too handsome. So the Prophet is saying that handsome, that beauty has been split into two parts. One part given to all of us, and one part given to Yusuf alone. And you know what? Uncle, you will all have the beauty of Yusuf in Jannah. MashaAllah, you like that, huh? I know, me too. We will all have the beauty of Yusuf in Jannah, inshaAllah ta'ala. And what age should we have in Jannah, sisters? What age should we have in... Are you sister? Sisters, what age would people have in Jannah?
33.
Jazakallah khair. The age of whom?
Isa.
Yusuf is the beauty of Yusuf. Isa alayhi salam. Give her chocolate. Give her. Who said Isa? So this boy, brothers and sisters, if this what happened to him was to happen to somebody else, he would be in a mental, or he would go to some mental problems, because from a boy, he was so pampered by his parents, and then he's thrown into this well, into this jub. Not even a well, it's a jub, which is deeper than a well. And then he comes back from the well, and then he goes and he lives in the palace. But then he, from the palace, again, look, it's like a roller coaster. Then he goes and lives in the palace. From a palace, he goes to prison. And then from prison, he comes back again and then becomes the minister of Egypt. What a roller coaster. But subhanAllah, what happens to him? It's so amazing. So, and the story of the shirt. Too many shirts here. A shirt when he was a boy. A shirt when he was in prison. And a shirt that they threw back into his father when to gain back his sight. But this is beautiful. Verse number 67. And I will end with this. Verse number 67. 10 boys, mashallah, great, big boys, all looking alike. They were coming now from Palestine to Egypt to seek help from Yusuf alayhi salam. They did not know to see that. So the father is saying to his children, there were 10. Binyamin, the little one, was still with the father. And Yusuf was number 12. So there were 10 going. The father, he told them an advice. He gave them an advice. Here's the advice. وَقَالَ يَا بَنِيَّ لَا تَدْخُلُوا مِنْ بَابٍ وَاحِدٍ وَادْخُلُوا مِنْ أَبْوَابٍ مُتَفَرِّقَةٍ. For the sisters again and then the brothers. Sisters, Allah is saying here, the father, Yaqub, telling the children, all my children, go in. When you reach Egypt, don't go from one gate into Egypt. Go inside the town from different gates. Why is he telling them to go from different gates and not from one gate? Huh? Who said that? Who said that? Give her chocolate. What did she say, see the brothers?
Hasad.
What's hasad?
Hasad.
What's hasad? Envy, envy, evil eye. Na'am, the evil eye. But look what the father is saying at the end. He says, وَمَا أَغْنِي عَنْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. He says, at the end, I cannot avail you. I cannot save you from the punishment of Allah. If Allah meant something to happen, it shall happen. But we take the means. Go enter from different gates, we take the means. But if Allah means something to happen, it shall happen. Subhanallah. May Allah save us and get us. May Allah give us the understanding to understand and love the Quran and love to listen to the Quran, brothers and sisters. So, do we have the, because we promised them that today we shall give them the, is that today? Tomorrow. Tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, the thing competitions, right? We need to register. A lot of people have been asking about registrations. We promise. Inshallah. We promise tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, we shall share that with you. Barakallahu feekum, zakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.